Good afternoon, everybody. Matt Bubala in for Ro Khan this afternoon. Judy's in news, Violetta's in traffic, Kevin's up in sports, Camille Suknovich is producing today. Heidi Stevens, our friend from the Chicago Tribune, is in studio with us this hour.
Hi, Matt.
How are you, Heidi?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm perplexed because you and I both have relatively young children. I have a 16-year-old and triplets who are 12. You have a daughter who is 11?
11.
And a son who is 9?
8.
8. Mm-hmm. And your 11-year-old daughter is now, right now as we speak, somewhere by herself out on Michigan Avenue shopping.
I cannot
by herself without
believe you are telling
a
people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that between us?
That was a secret.
Oh my God.
No, it wasn't a secret.
I just I don't know whether I'm impressed or like, Heidi, how could you? I mean, you'll get those emails, but
she's shopping the Mag Mile. Come on.
At the age of 11. It's on like her own. Without anybody with her.
This is a mall. It's Spring Hill Mall for kids who live in the city.
With cars and buses.
But no dark corners.
True.
Like a mall.
Yeah. No? Okay.
You're not buying it.
Well, I don't let the kids go to the mall either. I mean, I don't make it's so funny because I don't consider myself a real bad helicopter parent.
Uh-huh.
Although I feel like, you know, when you and I were kids, we ran around and did whatever. I used to come home when the street lights were on, all that stuff that I would never, ever allow. But, you know, we pretty much always know where the kids are. And I would be so scared right now if, like, our triplets, even the three of them together, were walking around on Michigan Avenue. I told you off the air, even our 16-year-old hasn't been downtown just walking around by himself.
Yeah.
With a friend he has, but not by himself.
She does it with friends. And, like, today I was coming here to hang with you. And, you know, she was like, let me shop while you do radio. And I have a phone right here. She's got a phone.
Sure.
I think we're good.
Here's what I think the big difference is. You live and are raising your kids in the city.
Yeah.
And I'm way, way, way out in the burbs where
yep.
you grew up in West Dundee.
Right.
And I think there's just sort of a different mentality that you guys are always in the city, or always around the city, or always around a lot of traffic and buses and cars
yeah.
and people.
Her friends.
And I think you're a little more, you know, just you feel good about it because you live in it.
Yeah, this is our hometown. So
yeah.
She, a lot of her friends ride CTA to school. Like she, you know, they're used to buses and trains and. You know, we take the L a lot. She's got it.
It's funny. My older son's baseball team, when they were young, when they were like 10 years old, 11 years old, and we would have to come play at Horner Park sometimes. That was within our district.
Yeah, love Horner.
And we were coming to play those kids for a championship, sectional championship game. And we show up and our parents are walking our kids to the bathroom and we're tying their shoes.
Uh-huh.
And we're feeding them a sandwich with the crust cut off.
Right.
And these kids are riding a bike through the forest or getting off a bus
right.
and just showing up to play baseball. And our coach said, oh, my God, they're going to kill us because these kids aren't going to stress out if they make an error because right. mom and dad aren't carrying them around, you know, and like carrying them across the puddles like we are.
They eat their crusts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And they're tougher. And they beat the hell out of us that game.
Did they? I'm
yeah,
sorry.
They did. No, it's fine. But it is a difference, I think, between city living and suburban living a little bit. Don't you think?
It probably is.
What you become accustomed to and are stronger with and things like that.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Lady Gaga tonight at Wrigley Field. I'll be there. Heidi, you've got your daughter downtown today. Are you taking her to Lady Gaga?
I'm not taking her to Lady Gaga. I took her to Meghan Trainor, which
okay.
was a lot of fun. That's our only concert so far. But
yeah.
I would totally take her to Lady Gaga if tickets weren't as much as you just told me tickets were.
I was wondering if you're going to be nice to me and not reveal on the air, even though I just said that your daughter's downtown.
I'd rather take her to see Hamilton. For those prices.
I don't know. Lady Gaga, you don't know. Hamilton's always here. You can always go to Hamilton.
That's true. That's
It'll
true.
Be around forever.
No, I'm a big Gaga fan.
Ben Bradley from WGN-TV News, I think, is going to Lady Gaga. Aren't you opening for Gaga tonight, Ben?
I just heard we're actually sending Skycam 9 over the Lady Gaga concert just before it starts. That's the closest I ever get to any type of mass assembly of humanity.
Really?
Especially when it involves screeching teens and preteens, which... Isn't that what a Lady Gaga show
Well, that's
is all
a good
about?
Question. What do we think, Heidi? So, Ben, Matt Bubala here with you and Heidi Stevens from your Chicago Tribune. We're all sitting together here. Thanks for jumping on the phone with us. Congratulations, by the way, on winning the Game of Thrones to take over Mark Sapelsa's spot here on the Ro Khan Show.
Yes,
congrats.
It was a bloody coup here to do that.
But the crazy thing
it's
is...
better than the Powerball.
You know, you win the Game of Thrones, you end up dying. I don't know why they reveal it like that. I mean, does that mean you're going to have to retire now like Mark in a year or two or something? Somebody's going to push
hey,
you out,
may we all
Ben.
Be so fortunate to follow in Sapelsa's
Yeah, no
footsteps,
kidding.
Right?
No kidding, huh?
By the way, it's 3:23. He's on the air in like an hour and a half. He hasn't even shown up yet. So he's full retirement mode already.
He's already off the radio show. He's not even checking the scripts anymore. He's just waltzing in.
Yeah.
Is he shaving even for the broadcast anymore?
You know, he is shaving, I think, every other day, which may be all he has to do. His skin, I don't know if you've ever seen him up close. It's buttery smooth, buttery smooth.
Well, you're just going to get all your shots in before he gets out of there, aren't you, Ben?
No, that was a compliment.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, I think that was more of a shot at the care he must put into being so pristine facially.
I think he was born that way.
Oh, very nice, hey, Lady Gaga tie-in. Very good. That's a good question, though, that Ben has, Heidi. What kind of crowd do you think we're expecting at Lady Gaga tonight? Do you think it's a lot? I don't think it's like Taylor Swift teenage type.
I think
it's a little bit older than that.
Yeah, I would guess older and a little edgier.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you how old we are, that we've, I don't want to say grown up with Lady Gaga, but, you know, she has come of age in the last few years that she's now considered like a senior performer.
Yeah, she
is.
Sure is.
But she's always been a lot more edgy than a Taylor Swift or a Katy Perry.
Yeah, she has,
she's,
I would say.
She's different. What are you guys working on in the newsroom, Ben?
Well, we're working on a couple stories right now. Actually, in the next 5 or 6 minutes or so, we're going to find out who won that big Mega Millions drawing. The winner has stepped forward. We believe they are from Palos Heights. This was one of, if not the largest lottery jackpot that's been claimed in Illinois in the Mega Millions drawing, $300 and some odd million. Yeah. It wasn't the Powerball from yesterday.
$300 million. Put it back. Give me the $700.
And it still wouldn't solve the state's budget problems, even if the state won the Mega Millions drawing. But our Gaynor Hall is talking with the owner of that winning ticket. We'll have that for you coming up. Also, we're going to go up north northwest to Grays Lake. We covered a fire there a couple of days ago in which a teen was injured, badly burned. Now it turns out that teenager was shot before the fire took place. The grandmother may have attempted suicide. We're getting a lot of new information from police up in Grays Lake. Eric Rung covering that story for us. And Friday night, school going back. It is the first Friday night football game for many high schools. We are celebrating every Friday this fall. WGN News at 4 going on the road. Our meteorologist Demetrius Ivory is going to be live from different football games all over the area. Tonight he goes precisely 2 blocks from the WGN studios to Lane Tech Stadium, where DePaul College Prep is playing Steinmetz tonight.
Well, that sounds like a lot of stuff going on. Ben, what do you think with the winner of the Mega Millions winner that came forward today on a Friday? I know they're doing interviews, so they must be okay with some publicity. I wondered, were they waiting, like, let this other one win, and then I'll kind of slide under the radar, I'll reveal myself, but then I can, you know, go back into anonymity?
It may be. You always wonder what the strategy is. You know, Heidi, Matt, what would you guys do if you won? Would you come forward? Would you do a news conference?
I literally could give you both a 30-minute dissertation because I've spent so much time in my life thinking about what I would do if I won money like that.
I would
that.
Donate it all to CPS.
Oh, you would not, Heidi. Come on.
They would be close to covering their bills.
And would that
for
get you
year.
Back in their good graces?
Am I not
get your daughter back in?
My daughter's there.
Your son, who's in trouble in the Stevens family?
Well, school hasn't started yet. So.
You get him some good grades for the lifetime, I would think. Maybe a gymnasium named after you. I literally, Ben, I would plan everything out with a lawyer before I ever came forward. I would make sure that everything was taken care of. And I would donate tons of money, but I would set up who in the family is getting a... You know, whatever you can set up to give as much away without blowing it on taxes as possible.
But, right.
I would invest a lot of it.
Yeah, every kid you have any affection for goes to college on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the newsroom yesterday, we got a good laugh when the Powerball winner came forward and she said at the news conference, well, I decided to come forward now because after today, I just don't want anyone to bother me. Well, okay, good luck with that.
Yeah, you know what's funny is my wife always, when it gets up to something like I don't want to play it till it's over 100 million.
But that's the worst time to play it, according to the odds.
The odds are always terrible. It's always 76
no, the odds
million
are always
to one.
Terrible, but you're more likely to have to split a jackpot when more people are playing.
This person isn't.
Well.
Right?
That's like saying because it was cold yesterday, there's no such thing as global warming.
Listen, I wait till it gets
I've
up to hundreds
Matt
of millions.
And here's a hint. Don't ever ask Skilling about global warming unless you've got like a week.
Hey, I want you guys to send him down to watch the hurricane because I want to see how he reacts to that.
Oh, he's still recovering from the eclipse. Yeah. We haven't seen him in here since the big solar eclipse.
He's taking time off to recoup.
I think that fully expensed all of his excitement for the week, possibly the month. He hasn't been on the air since the eclipse.
People loved that, though. That was such a beautiful moment.
One
of the best
moment,
parts about
it?
The eclipse was totally. Tom Skilling reacting to the eclipse.
Right. I saw a bunch of people on Twitter writing, the next best thing to watch to seeing the solar eclipse was seeing Tom Skilling see
yeah.
the solar eclipse.
Yeah, it truly was.
It was like the greatest YouTube reaction video.
Yeah. I mean, to have somebody care that much about the Earth and somebody yeah. with his knowledge. And
to see
great.
Somebody just get, you know, it's such a thing that's not planned. It's so right. anti-Kardashian, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just the wonders of the world that we live in.
Completely
it makes us realize and step away from everything else we fight
and
about
I'm
all the time.
I'm probably not going to shock you too when I say this, but some people in our line of work may not be the most authentic in the world.
He's taking a shot at Sapelsa again.
No, he's actually great. But what you saw out of Skilling, why I think people responded so well to it, is because that is exactly who he is.
Yeah.
That's who he is when you bump into him at the dry cleaners or when you see him on TV.
No, he is one of the most genuine people ever and always so happy to talk to you.
Does he get a Snuggie dry cleaned?
No, I think he gets a brand new one every time.
They have an unlimited supply. Ben, what time do we need to tune into you guys this afternoon?
We'll see you in a half hour for the WGN News at 4, and then Mr. Sapelsa, assuming he comes in on a Friday, will take things over at 5 o'clock with Micah.
Sounds good. You have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me with you.
You bet. Ben Bradley from your WGN-TV News. Our news is next on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala here with you, filling in for Roe and Anna this afternoon on 720 WGN. Thanks for hanging out with us on your drive home. We're in the Allstate Showcase studio here in the historic Tribune Tower on the Magnificent Mile. Judy's up in news. Violetta's got traffic. Kevin's got sports. Camille's behind the glass. And our friend Heidi Stevens from your Chicago Tribune sitting in with us this hour. Do you have a game? Heidi is a football coach now, Judy.
Wait a second, Heidi, have you heard from your daughter? Is she okay?
She's fine. She's Forever 21.
You go, girl.
Exactly.
However, some of
Now, she could get lost in Forever 21.
She's fine.
Does she have a credit card with her?
No, she has. No, she has.
Bitcoin?
Can she pick me up a lip gloss or something?
She has Apple Pay. No, I'm just kidding. She has some birthday money.
Oh, so she's loaded,
cash.
Ready to go.
Yeah. I don't feel like I should be saying these things
you
on the radio.
You shouldn't be at all. I don't know what you're doing.
Just don't describe her. She'll be fine.
Well, it's funny because some of Heidi's friends from school, some parents walked by with their kids. And I was like, I had to wave because and I said, yes, you notice they're with their children walking on Michigan Avenue.
You are way, way overboard there.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Thank you.
Because 12 is fine, and she's on Michigan Avenue.
Okay, thank you.
She's 11.
She's 11.
All right. Whole different story.
She'll be 12 in October. She's going into sixth grade. She can walk around alone.
I grew up in Chicago. I would be gone. All day
Judy,
long.
Judy, it's so different,
I know,
though. It's
it is
so different.
World.
When we grew up, we did. I mean, my parents
it's
had
safer.
No idea
but here's
where
the
I was.
Thing. Heidi, I didn't
now.
Hear. Did you or are you? Do you live in Chicago now?
Yes.
I felt safer in Chicago than when I moved to the suburbs. I never felt safe. I shouldn't say that. I always felt safer in the city. Now, it could be because I grew up here. But like Heidi was saying, I think in the suburbs, it was just more open. It was just more room for.
There's more people here you could ask for help.
Right.
From.
Or kids that see you. I mean, you can't really get abducted in a car on Michigan Avenue because you could pretty much chase the car. Right.
Do you think anybody would chase down a car on Michigan Avenue? I'd like to think that Chicagoans would come together and cause trouble.
Absolutely.
Fast.
Yeah. And you're just more savvy. If you're okay to shop in Chicago at 11, you're a savvy kid.
Plus, she has a cell phone. She can call you or contact
you. She's got cash.
You.
God she's knows fine. What she's doing.
She's fine.
She's probably down at the Billy help. Goats.
Do you think she's buying heroin?
Her and Cass are at the Billy Goat right now, throwing a couple back, having a cheeseburger. Yes.
Exactly.
She flew to Mexico without me with a girlfriend for spring break. And the girlfriend's
Wait,
mom.
What?
I was going to say, please say a mom was there somewhere.
There was the mom.
There's got to be a
travel
somewhere.
Warnings be damned. They went down. They're fine.
She's an independent kid. I'm not going to quash it. I'm going to go with it.
Awesome.
Wait, who checked her into the hotel? I have so many questions about this trip.
She was with a mom.
Oh,
the mom.
Okay.
A girlfriend and the girlfriend's
mom. Just not her
mom.
Right.
Just not my mom. Oh, that's fine.
Right.
Which is the best way for your kids to vacation, really.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't have said no if I was invited, but I wasn't.
Were you a little hurt? Do you need an extra? As long as there's three, a fourth would be good, right? All right.
You were going to ask about football.
I am, but let's. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get back to that in one second. We have to find. I think Duffy Atkins over at CLTV is on the line. Hey, Duffy, are you there? Hello, Duffy Atkins. No, maybe she's not. Maybe she's She's covering the hurricane, and she was going to stop in and say hi and tell us what's going on down there. We'll try to get back to that in a little bit. So, yes, Heidi, you are coaching football, flag football.
I'm assistant coaching my son's flag football team. There are five girls on the team, so I'm proud to be a mom coach because you don't see those very often at football.
Yeah.
And we have a game tonight in Sheridan Park, and then we are going to scoot our tails over to Soldier Field for the Leo Catholic Lane Tech game.
Oh,
first
okay.
time since 74 that Leo Catholic has played in this Soldier Field kickoff classic.
What is your tie to Leo Catholic?
My tie is that I've written about them
okay.
a bunch of times. Shaka Rawls took over the school last year as principal. The school, this awesome school on the South Side, 100% graduation rate, 90-year-old all-boys
yeah.
school. When he took over, he held a big volunteer cleanup day. People from all over the city came and literally cleaned, like washed
yeah.
windows, mopped, swept. Method and a bunch of companies donated supplies. Really cool day. Anyway, he's just been turning the school around in every way that you can. It had been kind of struggling and losing enrollment, and now it's really on the up and up. And here they are tonight playing their first football game in Soldier Field, which is so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the last time they did that was
probably
the
prep bowl or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Way back in 72?
74.
74.
Yeah.
Wow.
The year I was born. It is.
I know. I was born in 71, so I'm older than you. Well, that's cool. So you are only assisting tonight. You don't have to coach or take over. What are the rules
right.
of the assistant coach? What do you do?
Well, I don't know. This is the first game that I will assistant coach for. I coached practice on Monday. Last Friday, I thought I was going to have to take over coaching on my own. My husband and I, he knows a tiny bit more about football than I do, which is to say not much. And at the last minute, an actual former Chicago Bear stepped up and coached my son's team because one of my son's friends' dad is a former Bear. Michael, my husband, said, only in Chicago would your yeah. options be like us or a Bear.
Or a Bear. How nice to be rescued by a Bear.
They were
Can you help out?
Well,
I'm a former Chicago Bear. What year? What year?
Who is it?
Mark Green.
Okay.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s, I guess.
Is that good enough, Kev? Is that good enough to
That's
take over the youth football team? That's pretty good,
absolutely,
huh?
Absolutely.
It
yeah.
was awesome. Yeah. yeah. And they won. My son's team won.
So are we keeping, at this age, at Will's age, he's 8?
He just turned 8 on
just
Sunday.
Just turned 8. Mm-hmm. Are they keeping score? Because I remember when my kids played basketball for the Park District when they were 8.
We keep
every
score.
Time you scored a basket. The other team also got a basket
oh, for
on the
Pete's
board.
Sake.
Yes,
so
See, that's how you started out.
I like participation trophies. I'm not an anti-participation trophy person, although I did love the Confederate monuments being called participation trophies. That was one of my favorite things to happen on Twitter in the last month. But anyway, but no, you got to keep score and you have to earn your points. That's crazy. Like we've done I-9 flag football, which is, you know, just a different league. And they don't ever tell you the score. And it makes the kids nuts. And it kind of makes
yeah.
you kind of want to know.
Well,
like,
and
if you won
half
or
the
lost.
Parents knew anyways, right? You're all talking to each other. And
right.
We're up by 2 now, right?
You want to know if you won or lost.
Yeah.
That's part of sports.
It is. I would agree. I would totally agree. Hey, Duffy Atkins jumped on the phone for us. Hey, Duffy, how are you today?
Very good. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us what's the latest with Harvey.
Yeah, well, so I've been looking, and just so you know, the National Hurricane Center is going to be updating all this information this afternoon by 4 p.m. So just another 15 minutes, some of this could change. So I was looking around and seeing how we've already heard that sustained winds are up to 120 miles per hour. This storm continues to move very slow at about 10 miles per hour, but it's moving northwest. So it is going to be 75 miles southeast of Corpus Christi. So when you're talking about a hurricane, the size of this kind of hurricane, it's going to take about a 30-mile stretch of coastline. It's going to impact a huge amount of area. Plus, this is like the fiercest storm that U.S. has seen since Katrina in 2015, so over a decade. So we're looking at, like, in some areas, around 20 to 25 inches of rainfall. Higher amounts could be around 35 inches of rainfall. And this storm is going to make landfall probably late tonight into early tomorrow morning. And again, it's going to be, looks like, just southeast 75 miles of Corpus Christi. wanted to tell you that they are doing mandatory evacuations. Biggest storm that we've seen here recently, I would say in 2012, which isn't a named storm, was the East Coast and hit New Jersey and New York, and that was Superstorm Sandy. That was in 2012.
Yeah.
So it's been a while that we've seen a storm of this magnitude. And the worst part about hurricanes is even though those winds are going to be very strong, like we're already seeing at 120 miles per hour sustaining winds right now, the worst part of a hurricane is flooding. And that's what people don't understand, that this amount of rainfall in a very short period of time, because it's going to rain for several days, it's going to bring in storm surges over 12 feet. And that's what's the most life-threatening.
Yeah, no kidding. That's terrible. Now, I know that there's evacuations in Houston. I have a friend who left Houston for a few days now because of it, who regrets that he didn't get flood insurance now.
Yeah.
And this will start dissipating then over the next couple of days as it keeps moving inland. Will anything make its way up to Chicago later in the week? Will we get some ancillary rain because of it?
You know what? That's a really good question, because hurricanes can affect our weather, whether it's in the Gulf of Mexico and you're seeing this hit the Texas coast, or even in Florida, or even if it was in New Orleans, that a storm could affect our weather. But the thing about this storm is it kind of sits and spins to the south for many days. So the southeast is just going to get hammered with lots of rain. And then it'll kind of, it looks like, scoot off to the east. So I think it's just going to stay farther to the south. Maybe we could get some remnants clouds, but I don't think that we're going to get rainfall from this storm. But that does happen. It is a possibility that storms that are thousands of miles away can affect Chicago's weather. But talk about, just to give you an idea how strong this Hurricane 3 is, it could flood 100 miles inland. So if you're looking at storm surges around 12 feet, you know, and towns are going to be underwater.
100 miles inland.
Yeah.
That's like from Lake Michigan to Rockford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like Padre Island, I'm sure, Matt, you've been there, partied when you were in high school or something.
Unfortunately, no. I was I didn't get to have fun like that, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
My parents didn't let me roam up and down Michigan Avenue on my own.
Yeah, right. I think it's fine that she's going to clear.
Thank you.
Yes. But yeah, so this is the badness of this storm, is just this huge amount of rainfall. So I wanted to tell you something. These are populated areas. The hurricane warning affects 1.5 million people.
Wow.
But the tropical storm warning, that means just that's a little bit of a lesser degree from a storm.
Mm-hmm.
It affects 16 million people. That's a lot of folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks who are buying bread, buying water, trying to pack everything up, trying to make sure things don't flood. It's going to be interesting to keep an eye on all weekend long. Duffy Adkins from CLTV, thank you so much for jumping on the phone.
You're welcome. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful in Chicago. We've got temperatures in the 70s tomorrow, but look for some afternoon rain showers on Sunday.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Duffy. All right. Hello, everybody. Matt Bubala in for Ro and Anna this afternoon on 720 WGN. Our friend Heidi Stevens from your Chicago Tribune with us for a few more minutes. You can follow Heidi on Twitter at HeidiStevens13, at HeidiStevens13. You write The Balancing Act in your Chicago Tribune. What have you been talking about lately that's been getting people excited?
This was a big week. Today I wrote about Evanston Township High School's new dress code, and that has people pretty fired up, mostly for good reasons. The students really didn't like the old dress code. They agitated to have it sort of evolve into the 21st century, and the administrators listened. So the kids now are allowed to wear tank tops with spaghetti straps. They're allowed to wear hats. They're allowed to wear leggings. A lot of schools ban leggings.
We've heard a lot about leggings. And during a commercial break, Heidi was trying to explain to me as we watched the menagerie walk by on Michigan Avenue what in the world leggings are. And that's basically what women wear.
You don't have to look long before you find six or seven pairs.
The funny thing is, Heidi, as we're looking on the streets, you say, oh, those are leggings. We're like, okay, I see that every day. I don't understand why that's an issue. It's also the same as the workout pants that I think a lot of women wear.
They're basically workout pants.
Yeah. But we see people walking by with jeans all the time that are just as tight as leggings, and
right.
Those are okay. Or white corduroys are different things that are very fashionable that are worn all the time, but because they're not leggings, they'd probably get away with that in these schools, right?
Right. Often they do. Yeah. The policies are pretty inconsistent. The problem more than the inconsistency is the message, I think, that it sends to girls, which is that your body is distracting to boys. Often the girls are sent home at, you know, at the schools that get in the headlines. The girls are sent home because they're told their leggings are distracting to the boys, which, you know, is not a whole bunch of steps away from you invited that
right.
rape by what you were wearing.
Right.
So you don't want to give girls the message that, you know, they're responsible for someone else's distraction simply by what they're wearing. And a lot of schools are becoming more sensitive to that.
And I would think the feeling is at a public school, it's the parents' response. If you want your child to dress modestly or want to dictate how your child dresses, that's a parent's issue to try to deal with.
Right.
Send them to a Catholic school if you want us to crack down on it.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Each parent, each household gets to set its own value system for sure.
Yeah.
But if you're sending your kid to school in, you know, leggings and you're okay with it, then, you know.
I'm wearing leggings right now.
I don't understand how leggings became the flashpoint on this, because leggings are just, I don't know, it's just a pair of pants that it seems so standard. I mean, you go to Chipotle, you go anywhere, And most females in the pants, that's just the style right now.
Plus, they're so comfortable.
I'm wearing leggings right now, too. Don't just pigeonhole women on this one, Matt.
It's true, Kevin. And you know what? You are distracting.
Probably more than the girls.
Isn't it how much you cover with the leggings? It's not really about the leggings, right?
You should have a longer shirt to cover the behind?
Yes. Younger girls don't. They wear the leggings like pants, but we... And Violetta, I think.
Yeah, I'm covered.
Yeah, you cover. You know, and they're just...
I wear a short shirt.
A crop
Kevin never covers up, and it's so distracting.
I apologize. It's comfortable, though. It's hip. It's cool. Everybody's wearing the leggings. I'm like, I got to get on this.
High-waisted leggings with a crop top does look really good.
Well, different bodies wear leggings differently, and this is one of the things that happened in Evanston was the student said, you know, the girls who are more developed are getting, you know, yanked into the office and told they're violating the dress code more often than the girls who are less developed. And, you know, different body types are being held to different standards, which isn't really fair.
Right.
And so that was one of the things they outright very explicitly address in this new dress code, which is that you can't discriminate based on gender, gender identity, gender expression, body type, body size, religion.
So
headscarves are allowed. They spell out very explicitly that students are not to be shamed for what they're wearing, based on culture, based on religion, based on body type, based on income, you know.
Sure. So if one person can wear it, everybody can wear it. They're not going to change it on bodies. But Judy says that she feels that when young girls wear the leggings, they should wear a longer shirt that covers it up. Do they have any language in this, or just leggings are okay? And
they don't. Yeah, they don't. And they took a lot of that kind of language out.
What surprises me about it, I guess, is cleavage is more the high school, you know, girls start developing and that's the thing that is eye level and everything else and becomes more of an issue. Do they have shirt restrictions and things like that, or they loosened up on that too?
They loosened up on that too. And they state that if, you know, if a bra strap is showing, that's okay. That's not a dress code violation anymore. What they're trying to do is, I guess, take the onus off of, you know, the girls. Well, take the onus off of both boys and girl students, I think, in this situation for how much.
Well, the thing is, you have to wear a bra. You don't have to wear leggings, right?
I mean, you don't have to wear a bra.
Well, you don't have to, but it seems like more of a necessity. You can change your pants or change your bottoms, right? So they're saying you don't have to choose the leggings. Choose regular pants or choose a skirt.
They're basically saying choose what you want to wear, get your education, you know, don't worry so much about what the people around you are wearing, focus on your schoolwork.
But they're saying focus on your schoolwork, not on what other people are wearing, but now anybody can wear whatever they want, so...
quite whatever they want. I mean,
they've way loosened up what people can wear.
Yeah,
so if they thought these things were distracting before, they're saying it's going to be distracting now. You just got to deal with it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to me, you know, you walk into, you know, you stand in line at Target to buy dryer sheets and, you know, the pictures on the front of magazines. If we're going to be pretending that, you know, you can't sit in school next to leggings, but you can shop and not be distracted by, you know,
that's the thing. I understand that this is a place of learning and this is how it should be. I understand that. But it makes sense in my mind to let the school reflect the world. And if this is what, you know, if you're, oh, it's too distracting for the boys, or it's this or that, well, that's the world they live in. So they should learn to just, you know, live with how people dress.
Right.
It seems silly in a non, it's not a private school, it's a public school.
Right.
Where everybody's just there. I imagine you have to have some restrictions, but I guess they're going to take the challenge to let's open it up and see what happens and then reassess from there.
Yeah, the restrictions, so the restrictions that I saw are more like you can't advertise alcohol and, you know, drugs. You can't have hate speech on your shirt. You can't have, you know, language that discriminates against marginalized groups.
Yeah.
You can't have anything that looks pornographic. So there's definite restrictions,
sure.
But they're not so much you know, as subjective, I guess, as they used to be.
Well, it'll be interesting to see a year from now where they're at with all this and if that blows up at some point this year or becomes an issue. Heidi Stevens writes The Balancing Act in your Chicago Tribune. It's a good day to subscribe to a newspaper if you don't. You can also follow Heidi on Twitter at Heidi Stevens 13. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.